高老师，
Teacher Gao.
那最近科技圈被一个消息刷屏了。
Recently, the tech world has been flooded with the news.
黄仁勋公开说了一句话。
Huang Renzhen Gong Kai Shuo Li Ju Piu.
15年前我们有一个点子叫手机。
15 years ago, we had an idea called mobile phone.
今天我们有一个更好的点子叫 PC。
Today we have a better idea called PC.
这很多人听完都懵了。
Many people are left in a state of confusion after listening to this.
电脑不是已经发明40年了吗？还
Isn't the computer already invented for 40 years?
能重新发明吗？
Can it be reinvented?
如果你只是把这件事儿理解成
If you just understand this as
英伟达发布一块新芯片的话
Because DAR is releasing a new chip.
那就看钱了。
It depends on the money.
意味着根本就不是芯片升级。
This means it's not just a chip upgrade.
而是一场新的电脑革命。
It is a new computer revolution.
这啥意思？
What does this mean?
你看我们过去30年电脑是什么？
What were computers like in the past 30 years?
是一个工具。
A tool.
你打开电脑，主动去使用它，写文档，做表格，查资料。
You open the computer and actively use it to write, do research, and look up information.
看视频。
Watch the video.
它本质上就是个被动执行命令的机器。
Is essentially a machine that passively executes commands.
但黄仁勋这次想干的事情是啥？
But what is the plan that Huang Renzhen is trying to implement?
就是把电脑从工具变成助手。
Turn computers from tools into assistants.
从执行命令变成理解需求。
But the execution of the command becomes understanding the needs.
从人找电脑变成电脑
From finding people to finding computers
脑主动帮人工
Help others
做这才是真正可怕的地方
This is truly a terrifying place
啊，那这台所谓的新电脑到底有什么不一样
So what exactly is different about this so-called new computer?
以前电脑最重要的 CPU 后来显卡变重要
Previously, the CPU was the most important component in a computer. Later, the graphics card became more important.
因为要打游戏
Are you reinventing it again?
做设计
Design
而这一次呢
And this time
英伟达直接把 CPU, GPU, AI 算力全部融合到一起
NVIDIA directly integrates CPU, GPU, and AI computing power into one.
简单来说
In simple terms,
以前啊，你的电脑像一个员工。
Before, your computer was like an employee.
你告诉他干什么
Tell him what to do.
在干什么
What is he doing?
为了电脑更像一个助理。
The future computer will be more like an assistant.
你说一句话。
Say one sentence.
他自己分析，自己执行，自己完成。
He analyzes himself, executes himself, and completes himself.
比如你以前剪辑一个视频。
For example, if you used to edit videos,
你要找素材。
You need to find materials.
还剪片。
Cut out,
配字幕
subtitles,
幕配音
add music.
对，那未来可能就一句话，帮我生成一个三分钟的视频。电
In the future, there may be a computer that can generate a three-minute video with just one sentence.
自己就可以完成了。
I can do it myself.
以前写商业计划书要两天。
Previously, writing a business plan took 2 days.
未来几分钟就行了。
It will be done in a few minutes.
以前做 PPT 一晚上，未来10分钟就搞定了。
Before I could finish a PPT in about 10 minutes.
这已经不是效率提升。
This is not about efficiency improvement.
而是工作方式改变了。
Instead, the way of working has changed.
这是不是有点像苹果重新发明手机呀？
Is this a bit like Apple reinventing the phone?
非常像。2007年苹果发布 iPhone 的时候，
It's very similar to when Apple launched the iPhone in 2007.
很多人说手机不就是打电话发短信吗？
Many people say that a mobile phone is just for making calls and sending text messages.
结果苹果重新定义了手机。
Result, Apple has redefined the smartphone.
今天黄仁勋想做的事情本质上也一样。
Today, Wang Renzhen also wants to do the same thing.
过去电脑是计算设备。
In the past, computers were calculation devices.
未来电脑是 AI 的终端。
The future computer is the terminal of AI.
像当年手机从通讯工具变成互联网入口一样。
Like how mobile phones evolved from communication tools to internet access points.
那未来电脑会从办公设备变成个人智能中心。
In the future, computers will transform from office equipment into personal smart centers.
你发现没有？苹果定义了移动互联网时代。
Have you noticed that Apple has defined the mobile internet era?
而英伟达现在想定义 AI 的新时代。
And now NVIDIA wants to define the new era of AI.
那这对普通人有什么影响吗？
What impact does this have on ordinary people?
影响远比很多人想象的要大，很多人老以为 AI 只是聊天机器人。
The sound is much louder than most people imagine. People often think that AI is just a chat machine.
人其实并不是。AI 真正厉害的地方是
Actually, the real power of AI lies in its ability to
是啥？它能够替代你的脑力劳动。过去工业革命
What can replace your brain power and effort?
命替代体力，未来 AI 革命会替代你的脑。
AI will replace physical labor, not your brain.
什么设计师、程序员
Software engineer
财务
Finance
人力资源
Human resources
客服
Customer service
律师助理
Legal assistant Case
文案编辑等等
Edit, etc.
大量标准化工作都可能被替代。
Quantification and standardization work may be replaced.
替代。以前一个公司需要十几个人。
Previously, a company needed more than 10 people.
人几十个人，那未来可能三个人加几个 AI 就搞定了。
In essence, it's also possible that 3 people plus a few AI can handle it.
以前创业需要团队。
Previously, starting a business required a team.
未来一个人带着 AI 团队也能干。
In the future, a person can also manage an AI team.
所以很多人还在讨论 AI。
So many people are still discussing AI.
会不会来
？Will you come?
实际上 AI 已经来了，区别就在于有人在使用。
In fact, AI is already here. The difference is that some people are using it.
它有人在被它所替代。
It is being replaced by someone.
那为什么偏偏是英伟达呢？
Why is it that NVIDIA is the one?
因为英伟达看懂了一件事。
Because NVIDIA understood one thing.
未来最重要的资源不是石油。
The most important resource in the future is not oil.
不是黄金
Not gold.
甚至不是数据
Even if it's not data.
而是算力
It's about computing power.
过去工业时代
In the past industrial era.
争夺资源，互联网时代争夺流量，AI时代争夺算力。
Competition for resources in the era of the internet, competition for traffic in the era of AI, competition for computing power.
那谁掌握了算力?
Who controls the computing power?
谁又掌握了生产力?
Who controls the production, controls the world.
所以你会发现,
so you will find that
现在全世界最值钱的企业不是资源公司,
Currently, the most valuable companies in the world are not resource companies.
而是科技公司,
Instead, it is a technology company.
因为未来最大的工厂不是钢铁工厂,
Because the largest factory of the future will not be a steel factory.
而是算力中心,
Instead, it is a computing center.
那普通人未来怎么办?
What about ordinary people in the future?
我讲一句很扎心的话,
I'm going to say something that might sting a little.
很多人看到的电脑革命,
Many people see it as a computer revolution.
我看到的却是人类文明的一次转折,
What I saw was a turning point in human civilization.
你发现没有? 过去几千年,
Have you noticed that in the past few thousand years,
人类一直在做同一件事儿,
humans have been doing the same thing.
那就是不断地发明新工具,
that is to constantly invent new tools.
石器让我们战胜野兽, 蒸汽机,
let's actually defeat the steam engine.
让我们战胜体力, 电力,
let's overcome physical exhaustion.
让我们战胜距离,
let's overcome distance.
互联网让我们战胜了信息差,
the internet has allowed us to overcome the information gap.
而今天的AI呢, 第一次开始帮助人类战胜脑力本身,
and today's AI is the first to help humans overcome their own mental limitations.
这意味着什么?
What does this mean?
意味着人类第一次创造出一个能够参与思考的工具。
It means that humans have created the first tool that can participate in thought.
但这还并不是最重要的。
But this is not the most important thing.
那什么是最重要的?
What is the most important thing?
很多人担心AI会不会取代人类。
Many people are worried that AI will replace humans.
其实这个问题本身就问错了。Actually,
the question itself is wrong.
真正的问题从来都不是机器会不会越来越聪明。The
real problem is not whether machines will become more and more intelligent.
而是当机器越来越聪明的时候。Instead,
when machines become more and more intelligent,
人类还剩下什么？未来最稀缺的。
What is the most scarce future for humans?
也许不是知识,
Maybe not knowledge.
是, 因为AI比你知道的更多, 也不是效率,
Because AI is more than just efficiency, it's also more than you think.
因为AI比你做得更快,
Because AI is faster than you.
快, 那未来真正值钱的是什么呢?
What is truly valuable in the future?
是方向感, 创造力,
It is the ability to create directions.
审美, 价值观, 是判断什么事情值得做的那种能力。
Aesthetic values are the ability to judge what is worth doing.
因为AI可以给你答案。
Because AI can give you answers.
但它没有办法替你决定人生的问题。
But he can't decide on the most important question of your life for you.
可以告诉你怎么赚钱,
He can tell you how to make money.
他没有办法告诉你为什么活着, so,
But he couldn't tell you why to live.
所以这,
So,
这场电脑革命的本质不是机器变强了,
The essence of this computer revolution is not that machines have become stronger.
而是人类被迫重新要思考自己存在的价值了。
Instead, humans are forced to rethink the value of their own existence.
所以记住一句话。
So remember one thing.
科技发展的终点从来都不是机器越来越像人。
The end of technological development is never that machines become more and more like humans.
而是让人重新认识自己。
Instead, it allows people to reevaluate themselves.
那未来最大的竞争也并不是谁拥有最强的 AI。
The biggest competition in the future will not be who has the strongest AI.
而是谁在 AI 时代依然保持独立思考的能力。
Who is still able to maintain independent thinking in the age of AI?
因为工具决定了效率。
Due to the efficiency determined by the tool.
而思想才最终决定你的命运。
And thought ultimately determines your destiny.